Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture. That is to say, a biblical worldview. And today's podcast is entitled Technically Proficient, but Unwilling and Unable to Work. Today, we're going to talk about a situation that exists in our culture where people are possessing all kinds of degrees, bachelor's, master's, PhDs. They can't find or won't find a job, and they seem to be unwilling or unable to work. And there's a problem here. Laziness and stupidity aside, it's a failure to understand the dignity of work. Now, of course, a lot of these folks are not believers. They're non-believers. They're non-Christians. So we can't expect them to think like a Christian. However, we can expect them to think. And we will get to that in a moment. But right now, I just want to talk to you, Christian, about work. Some Christians believe, erroneously, that work is the result of the fall, and therefore is something to dread or something that can be a drudgery. And certainly not all jobs are seemingly as fulfilling as others. However, work existed before mankind's treason, the fall in the Garden of Eden. So it is not a product of the fall. The difficulty of work today, sometimes the drudgery, is the result of sin, right? Sin has consequences. We live in a fallen world. However, work pre-existed the fall. Where do we see this? We see this in Genesis 2. In Genesis 2:15, we read this: "The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it." This is before Genesis 3, which records the fall. And so we need to understand that based on that, we see or should see work as an act of worship, because everything that we say, think, and do is worship. 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, whatever it is you do, do to the glory of God. And that would include work. But work did become difficult after the fall, because in Genesis 3, we read this: "And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And here we see what we call the curse, right? Now the world has changed. Sin and death has entered through the sin of one man, as it talks about in Romans 5:12, and it spread to all. And it affected everything in the fabric of the universe, including work. Now work is going to be laborious, tedious, difficult, and yes, at times a drudgery. But work is still good. Which brings me to the point of this podcast. I watched a video recently of a young woman who graduated with a PhD from Berkeley, of all places, in soil science. And she was posting some sort of video, I think it was a TikTok video, from her car as she lamented being crushed by capitalism. She explained and complained that her degree, her PhD in soils, required her to go to remote places where it was hot and sweaty and work could have long, uncomfortable hours. And presumably, she had to work for people she didn't like oil companies, agribusiness, you name it, right? Soil science, right? And it seems she didn't want to work for more than 30 hours a week. She certainly didn't want to get hot and sweaty. And so she preferred to remain in an urban setting like San Francisco. And watching her complain, it became obvious, unless you were a dullard, that her problem wasn't capitalism, it was laziness and perhaps ignorance. And I would say it's doubtful she ever had a job in her life. She's been a professional student, and now the jig is up. It's time to repay those student loans, and she does not want to work hard to do that. Which brings me to a podcast that I listened to recently about one of the most successful educational institutions in the United States, of all places, based out of Wichita, Kansas, at Wichita State University, their technical school, if you want to call it that. The president of the institution was being interviewed, and they had done this wide-ranging survey that indicated that businesses and other types of enterprises were discovering that students were graduating from universities with technical skills, but they were unwilling, that is, unable to work. They were unwilling to work. They were unable to work. It's kind of a chicken and the egg thing. They didn't want to work. They had no work ethic. One of the commenters noted that people showed up with their shirt tails out instead of in, and with cell phone in hand, endlessly scrolling, and their productivity was nil. And their lack of motivation, their sense of entitlement and expectation was such that they weren't really big into making sacrifices for the team. They weren't really big into learning new skills, and they didn't want to work hard. And part of it was they were ignorant. They had no idea. And the discussion centered around the fact that people today, young people coming out of college, have less work experience than young people coming out of college, say, 40, 30 years ago. Why? Because they didn't take what we call transitional jobs. In the good old days, if there ever was such a thing, people had kind of odd jobs all the way through high school. They cut grass, they delivered papers, which I know is out of date, but they worked in fast food. It was a transitional job. You didn't make fast food being a fast food person, just doling out hamburgers, or like a barista today, a career. You were just passing through, gaining work and life experience, unless you took a management trainee position, but most people didn't. They went on to other things, but they gained valuable experience, and they learned how to work, to show up on time, to produce, or they got fired. I'm reminded that in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he basically said to them, I understand there are people that are idle. If they don't work, they don't eat. And that's why people used to say, quoting Jesus, a worker is due his wages. The question is, how much wages, right? And so many people graduate with no experience, zero work ethic, and they quit in place. They're not going to go one inch above and beyond the call of duty, and then they don't get promoted, and then they become resentful because nobody's recognizing their wonderful talents. And so they just kind of are there. Sort of like I said earlier, they've resigned in place. They've quit in place. They're doing the minimum until somebody takes notice and gets rid of them. Of course, firing a malingerer today is more complicated because of our litigious society, because of all the things about pseudo-discrimination. There is real discrimination, but there's things that are called discrimination that are not, like having expectations that people work. You hear a lot about the Medicaid crisis right now. I don't want to turn too political. It's still worldview related. But on Medicaid has been expanded to where like 80% of the people on Medicare are able-bodied people. It's used as an insurance, which it was not intended for. Many of the people are illegal immigrants, which is a whole other issue we won't get into. But you have people in their 20s and 30s who should work. And most of them are educated or have some level of college education. They're proficient, but they are unable to work because they are unwilling to work. Now, there are a number of causes for this. One is the way we fail to raise our children, or we raise them incorrectly. Two is the expectations that they receive from academic institutions, that you can major in feminist studies and expect a job beyond being a Starbucks barista. Now, a Starbucks barista is an honorable job, but remember this, whatever you do to the glory of God. And if you've spent $300,000 on a degree that's useless, find a job and work and reinvent yourself. Moreover, it might be time to acquire some hard skills. Let me give you a little treasure hunt to do, a little scavenger hunt. I want you to Google Sheree, Sheree, second name Utash, or Utash, Utash, at Wichita State University, and then find your way to Mike Rowe's website or podcast, The Way I Heard It. There is this conversation between them. This is a woman who has reinvented herself two or three or four times, and she's now the president of an academic institution, one of the most successful academic institutions in the country. And I'd like you to listen to that podcast because you'll learn a lot from it. It's a secular podcast, but you'll learn a lot about ethics and integrity and work And these things are not inconsistent with the Christian worldview. Naturally, as Christians, our satisfaction is in Christ and in glorifying Him. But at the same time, if you're in a job that is unsatisfying, then equip yourself and find a new calling. But don't ever, ever give up. Don't ever, ever retire in place. Don't ever, ever lament. You know, we live in the freest country in the world. There are opportunities everywhere. Nobody owes you a living. All work is honorable. That's what the Bible says. So, find your purpose. If your PhD is useless, then go and get training at a technical school. I was just learned about a shipbuilder. They're going to build 30 nuclear submarines. They're going to need 250,000 people, metallurgists, welders, mechanical engineers, and they're going to do this construction project over the next 20 to 25 years. Now imagine that. Job security, high-paying jobs, 20 to 25 years, if you have hard skills. But left-handed, nuanced puppeteering from Berkeley, or a study, or a PhD in urban studies or colonialism isn't going to pay the freight. The bottom line is, again, all work is holy, all callings are holy. Do what you do as unto the Lord. Exalt Him in the workplace. Bear witness to Him. Do everything you do for the glory of God and the good of others, and yes, your own growth. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it to the glory of God. That is an honorable calling. That is your calling. Blossom where you are planted, and if that's not working out, replant yourself somewhere using common sense and using the Word of God as your guide. I think I've said enough for now. Thanks for listening. This is Keith Crosby, the Out of My Mind podcast. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the memo line so I can spot it. Also, I'm often asked, I say, give us a 5-star rating. People say, I don't know how to do that. You got to go online. You got to go to Apple Podcast Online or Spotify or whatever it is. You've got to go online to do that. Write a sentence or two. Give us a 5-star rating. It helps us with the algorithm. It helps us reach a larger audience. Well, thank you for listening, and may God bless you and God keep you.